Good evening. This is KDDJ ABC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Matt. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month, except December, February, and March. Next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, June 21st, at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. Feel free to conduct a net yourself. You'll find a net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any...
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink, and it looks like it's just you and me in here so far, Matt.
Okay, Night Acknowledges, KD2FPM, Kevin James on the other end of Oneonta. How you doing this evening, Kevin? And the floor is yours.
All right, yeah, good evening, Matt, and everyone on board. KD2FPM over here on the north side of Oneonta. And looks like we got 69 degrees and some clouds overhead. Not an awful lot, just a nice, comfy night out there. Low humidity, so it sounds like it's going to get a little chilly tonight. So, yeah, that should be interesting. Now, I'm not sure how good my network connection is right at the moment, so I won't tie the repeater down. I'll say 7-3. KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, well, thank you, Kevin, for your check-in. I'm showing 66 degrees and 68% humidity. It's feeling a little warm in the radio room office right now, but oh well. Okay, this is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
This is N2PFM, November 2, Papa Foxtrot, Mike. Good evening.
Okay, N2PFM, George. How are you doing this evening, George? The floor is yours.
Well, I'm about ready to take this computer and throw it out the window because I just simply can't get any DVD player or something here that'll play a DVD disc that just has files on it. I just can't seem to get it. All I keep getting is errors and all kinds of stuff. And hoping against hope that somehow somebody can do something for me before I take this thing and just throw it out the window, which might just happen in the next day or so. Somebody can somehow help me with this thing, or somehow how I get permission to install something on my own equipment. Please, somebody help. I'm crying out to the world. Someone can help me. N2PFM clear. Oh, sorry, 65 degrees. Temperature range today was 46 to 78. N2PFM clear.
Okay, N2PFM. George, what operating platform is on your computer?
Windows 10.
Okay. I was going to try to help you, but you're above that's above my knowledge there, if you know what I mean. My knowledge there would be a hammer or doing, as you said, throwing it out the window. Maybe, hopefully, one of the other guys will check in here that'll be able to help you out. We'll take and relay and make sure they find out your issues they're having, if they didn't already hear. Alrighty, this is KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. Come now, please.
WATU. DC2WI.
Okay, check-ins of WA2U and KC2WI. Let's start with you, John. WA2U, how are you doing today?
Good, WA2U. Well, good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. Well, we had a temperature up in the 80s. It's about 62 degrees, I believe, here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Kind of popped in and out of there last night. I guess Pete and George were chatting for a while, but I guess it was not really a formal net, but I was doing other things, so didn't pay attention a lot. Had a busy day yesterday, and picked up a new, we have a couple of weed eaters here around the house, but I picked up a new steel FF90. So I looked at the thing, the guy dropped it off yesterday, along with some other goodies to go along with it, a harness and things of that nature. It's more of a professional model, and I kept looking, and I go, this doesn't seem right, so I talked to Steele in anyways, and of course, you know, you can't, God forbid, you should go and look at the manual, but anyways, I got the, it's the kind of, has the handlebars on it, so you can put a circular saw blade on it once I get the right guard for it, and a number of other things. I want to use it for the trail going in and out of camp, so. Kind of interesting. It's a four cycle, and it's pretty pretty good size. It's not all that heavy, about 12 pounds, but luckily, the reason I got it also is because it takes the same mixture as my chainsaw. So that makes it nice. I don't have to have three different kinds of fuel out in the shed. So I haven't gone out and done anything with it. I got that squared away today and did a workout in the gym for half hour, so I got about 8.5 miles. The air dyne's fine, about 8.5 miles on the elliptical in a half hour. Kathy worked out in the garden, got a lot of stuff planted. Greenhouses are doing fine that we put up. And I had intentions of going out and sharpening some chain and going out and cutting up a few logs, but I didn't get to that. Got some stuff done on the internet and some software upgrades and things of that nature for some devices, and I'm a beta tester of this one group, so I got an email, so I got that installed in the unit, and I haven't had a chance to the barcode scanner to run it through its paces yet, but I'm sure I'll find out. It seems like every time there's an upgrade, they fix the problem, and then something new comes up. Anyway, so I've been listening to, watching a little bit of TV here and just enjoying. Opened up the windows. Let me reset. Opened up the windows and let some air in and that kind of thing. So, a few more things we worked on today also. So, a few phone calls, things of that nature. And George, I say this with tongue in cheek just because it sounds silly, but sometimes you just gotta laugh at this thing. And I couldn't help but thinking when you were describing your computer issues and what you wanted to do with the computer, I think it was something phrasing it, throwing it out the window. Well, I think Microsoft's ahead of you. That's why they call it Windows. You pick the one. WATU, back to net.
WATU, thank you for your check-in, John. WI, how you doing this evening? And maybe if I'm correct, could you maybe help George out a little bit?
Good evening,
KC2WI. Well, I kind of like to go up to the spring, get some spring water. I'm running out, and I just it's kind of warm in the house, and I've been working. I did take about 2 hours between maybe about 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, and went out in the sun out for a swim. I had a emergency job last night about 10:30 maybe, I don't know. I got an email from somebody from, I guess through the Facebook page. I thought it was from my website, but in any case, my computer turned off, it won't turn on. I need it for work. I'm going to Connecticut, I think. I don't know. So I called them. They brought it in this morning. I wasn't too hopeful, you know, with a laptop, like when it does that. I said, if the AC adapter is bad, you know, then that could be it, because the battery didn't charge either. And I was figuring maybe if I was lucky, but when they brought it in, it was broken physically. Oh yeah, we dropped that. Hinge was just broken. It actually, you know, broke plastic off the base. And I think that maybe what was pushing some other little board in there. Well, it wasn't the power board, but in any case, I ended up taking it apart as little as I could, you know, minimal disassembly, snapping the plastic panel, the bezels off the display, and snapping a little more of the bezel around on the keyboard and that. Taking all the screws out that were just screwed into the PEM nuts that were no longer fastened into the plastic and so on. And I looked at it and I said, I know what I'm going to do. And I got it to work. I said, all right. At least it turned on anyway. And I said, all right, before I do anything else with this, got my electric drill out and looked at the spots where there used to be a little metal insert that the screws screwed into, the two of them. The third one that came in from the back, that ripped out the plastic, you know, indented plastic there. So I said, I know what I'm going to do here, and I just took the drill and I drilled right through the back of the case. Took two long little machine screws to put two nuts on the back and clamp that down, so it was fine. It actually worked really well, and then dealt with the window startup problems and did get it working. You know, it's another case of what do you need out there? Oh, I got music, I got this program, and whatever. And I said to them when they picked it up, you know, it went to Walmart or something, but that would have been fine, but they didn't have any of their stuff, you know. You know, you really need to back this up. And it's amazing to me how many people rely on a computer. They only have one. They've never backed anything up. They don't have a spare computer. They got a program they bought by downloading it in 2011, but they don't have a backup of the installer or clear records of how to go get it again and log in with their account. And boy, I'll tell you. So for all the computer user scanner listeners out there, backup is important, even if you don't think so now. Anyway, so that totally screwed up my planned schedule, but it didn't work out too bad. I did decide I was going to just take a break anyway, and then I went into town, and by golly, I had to do some profiling of a couple of computers for upgrading software, and one of them a business, and of course one of them I turned it on. I don't use it necessarily every day, so otherwise I think they would have already called me. Guess what? It's now Windows 10, and the whole point of not doing any software upgrades is that the software or computer upgrades is that you can install the software on Windows, or the old version on Windows 10. Leave it to Microsoft. I don't know if the installed software is going to work. I think it is, because I think it's Microsoft, you know, Microsoft Windows 10 acts like malware or foistware. Puts itself on when you didn't ask for it. Anyway, we'll see what happens with that one. Other than that, I guess not too much going on here. My HF is virtually unusable.
Yeah, I'd like to know, is there I need permission to access the device, path, or file, and to PFM.
Spending time trying to split wood and clean up. But I just tried to get on the top band, single flight band net, and the noise here, it's just a constant S9. I'm almost positive, you know, where it's coming from. I'm also almost positive that they're never going to be cooperative and help me out at all. So I basically can't do HF here anymore. And so maybe that's the incentive to move, get the heck out of here and go up to the Adirondacks. KC2WI.
Alrighty. Thank you, KC2WIP. Go ahead, George. I heard you in there.
Yes, it says something that I have to get permission to access this file or whatever. I don't know how I get permission to use my own thing.
Now, welcome to the wonderful world of Windows. Every file, and now that you never had this problem in the Windows 95, 98 days because there was no such thing as file permissions and ownership and all that stuff. And that was okay if you were the only user and, you know, there was no security in that. But the Windows NT-based Windows, which is everything past Windows 2000, every file has an owner, which may or may not be you. Depends on who created it. And every file has a set of permissions for every user or group. So there could be permissions for you, for users, permissions for administrators. The real tricky one is when the file is owned by the trusted installer, which is a built-in Windows object that is very difficult to fight. When you want it, you can change the ownership and change your permissions, and it says you have permissions, but you, if you don't do it right, you still don't. So basically, I think something's going on there with permissions. If you've got the Windows, whatever, professional, you can right-click on the file and look at the sharing and permissions. If you have that tab, if you have Windows, you know, home, then that's not available to you, and you have to go in with command line stuff that I don't even, you know, I don't remember. Or if it's just something you're trying to delete, I do this sometimes when it's a bunch of junk. I just boot it up, and this doesn't work with Windows 10 because the my favorite utility doesn't. Well, I can do it with Linux. I'll say that.
All right, so I guess the best thing is just grin and bear it and forget the whole thing then, until PFM clear.
I instead of trying to take permission of hundreds of files, I just boot the thing with Linux, and it ignores the Windows permissions, and I delete the stuff. But generally speaking, you can usually, well, you can't always view a file, but usually you run into permissions issues when you're trying to write a file, you know, copy, something like that. So I don't know. I don't know what the file is and where you got it from, but that's what's probably going on. It's Windows thinks it's owned by somebody else, and you don't have permission to do whatever with it.
Oh, Roger, thank you for that. I'm going to burn the midnight oil till about 2 or 3 in the morning, and if I still can't get anything to play a DVD data thing, I'll just have to drop this piece of junk off to you and see if you can possibly do something about it. That's about all I can say. And to PFM clear.
about, okay, I'm not sure what you're trying to do. You're saying DVD data. I mean, you've got some files on a DVD. Are they what? Are they video files? I mean, are you trying to play it as if it was a DVD movie that you stuck in there, or is it a DVD with a bunch of video files on it that are, you know, MPEG, whatever, you know, I don't even remember all the video formats because I don't really play with video much. Like if it was an audio CD, you could have an audio CD with a bunch of MP3s or AACs or even WAV files, which is basically the same format as the actual CD audio files. It's a little different, but uncompressed audio. And you would be playing those with Winamp. You know, Winamp is long gone now. The old version still works. Or, Windows Media Player or in Windows 10, the Groove Music tends to take over that stuff. So I don't know. I'm not sure what exactly you're trying to do. KC2WI.
Okay, I don't want to keep tying this net up with that, but in short, I got the DVD thing that's oiled with the ISOs and all that, and it's putting the movies, whatever, on there as files. But I can play them on my...
Okay, typically, and like I say, I really don't do much DVD on the computer myself, nor have many customers called me with a problem that I couldn't solve. But very typically, the default media playing thing is Windows Media Player, the one that's built into Windows. And Windows Media Player knows how to play many audio formats, and it knows how to play some video formats, but it does not know how to play DVD movies because it does not have the codec, because Microsoft didn't pay for that. So typically, whether it's a DVD movie, you know, it's just a DVD that it won't play, or some other sort of a video file that's encoded with one of those proprietary codecs, which I think it would be if you were copying, well, I don't know, it depends on how you were doing, but it very likely could be if you were sort of copying off a DVD. But typically what would happen is, if you tried to play the file, either you click on it, Windows wouldn't know how to do it, or if you tried to open up Windows Media Player and say, go play this, it would say, we can't do that because we don't have the, we don't know how to play this file. I can't remember the exact message. And, it doesn't know how to decode it, basically. I've never seen it say you don't have permission to access the file. I don't know what's going on there. That's something different.
Well, that was because I was trying to put a different DVD flick into the thing. Now, when I try to play the thing on the Windows Media Player with it, with the file thing, it'll play the audio beautifully, but it will not play any video.
I don't think that I have seen that, and I would think that it would play the whole thing as far as having the codec, or it wouldn't. But I'm not sure. Let's see. It will play, most Windows Media Audio and Windows Movies and that kind of Microsoft formats. I'm looking at it. The AVI, it'll play AVIs. It'll play MPEG.
As what as I say, it'll play the audio of it, but it won't play any video. That's my problem. All right. I'll just try to burn the midnight oil till 2, 3 in the morning. If I don't get it, I guess I'll have to find a repairman somewhere in Watertown or somebody that might put out $100 or something, or maybe they can get it right for me with this cockamamie thing. I mean, I'm just at my wit's end with everything here. I'm sorry, so hard in the channel. God bless, 73, Central PSN clear, going QRT.
Quick times, MP4, which are M4A, audio, MP4 video, and I'm trying to find where the other stuff here. But, I don't know. I mean, that's one thing you could do is just go on search and say Windows Media Player, you know, audio, no video or something. But it does here in this Microsoft. It's Microsoft article KB316992, and just lists a whole bunch of stuff about what it'll pay and play and won't play, and how to get codecs, the Cinebac codec for videos and Indio and so on and so forth. You might want to look at that. It's been a long time, long time, but I have once or twice in years past, actually, you can buy for a very few dollars the video, you know, DVD video codec package, and install it to work in Windows Media Player. At least you could in the old version. But like I said, most people don't need it because if they're playing a unsupported format, it's usually a DVD video, and they got Power DVD or something like that. KC2WI.
Okay, this is KD2JWC. I'll let you guys finish in a bit. We'll finish this net up if you guys don't mind.
Dad, go to another frequency and talk for a half an hour.
There's no reason to go to another frequency. KC2WI, and I use my call sign.
Dino, WATU. Agree.
This is?
Kilo Delta 2 Hotel, Kilo Bravo, checking in and out.
Okay, check-in of KD2HKB. Checking in and out. Thank you for your check-in. This is KD2JABC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at... I lost my clock. 21:31 local time. Return to frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone that checked in tonight. Had KD2FEM, N2PFM, WA2U, KC2WI, and KD2HKB. Check in and out. This is KD2JWC. Let's thank everyone. 73 to all. And glad to be able to come in and catch you guys tonight and run the net for you. So I'll say 73 to all. This is KD2JWC, and I will be clear.
Thanks for doing the net, Matt WATU.
No problem, WATU. Sorry, I'm not able to be in here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday every night, but it's early summer, so it's busy. Fire department's been keeping me busy trying to get pools filled for people, too, so along with longer work days. More time, more daylight during the day, so now we can work later. Alrighty, KD2JWC is clear. 7-3 all.
Well, you don't want to think about the 21st because that goes back the other way. Pete, I was... 7-3 again, man. Pete, I was wondering, I don't know if George mentioned, did he have an original DVD that would play on the computer? I was just curious if he had, you know, a Source DVD that played and this one didn't, so that proved some interesting points. I was just kind of curious. I've kind of been doing other stuff here, but I don't know if he had original, you know, Source disc that just wouldn't play either. That would, if one disc plays and another one doesn't, it does not play correctly, then you kind of isolate things.
I'm not 100% sure what he's doing, but I'm betting it's a codec problem. But here's an interesting, I'm reading Sperry's stuff, and here's some discussion about the situation. And here's an answer. A guy says, after months of living without media player, I just received an automatic update of the AMD Catalyst software for Windows 7. That's, you know, it is a video card software, graphics, you know, driver. This update fixed my media player sound but no video problem. I have an ATI Radeon HD 5700, blah, blah, blah. But the point is that a driver update fixed it. And I'm pretty sure this is George's Windows 10 computer. And, sometimes you got good drivers for old, you know, old graphics hardware, and sometimes it's using sort of the Microsoft generic graphics driver, which is a lot better than the old days. If it didn't know the graphics, it would have like a basic VGA driver, and it was 16 colors, 640 by 480, and stuff like that. But it's probably still not full featured. That might be the problem in this case, although I would think that it would seem like if some videos play, then that wouldn't be it, but it's possible. So it may not be possible to get any better driver for the graphics card for Windows 10. Sometimes I have forced or tricked or told whatever Windows 10 to not use that generic driver by actually going out and getting the last known driver for that particular graphics, even if it's Windows XP, and then, you know, going to the device manager and saying update driver, and don't search, I have it, here it is. By golly, it works. I'm not sure that it's actually using the XP driver files. I suspect it is more like it's telling Windows what the thing is, and then it figures out how to use, you know, a better built-in Windows 10 graphics. Because I'm not sure that it depends on how the drivers were written, I guess. But that's a possibility too. Is that it's either a codec problem or it's a graphic driver problem. That's my two guesses anyway. KC2WI.
WATU. Well, I agree with the logic there, and I don't know how many players we've had, but I don't read. It seems like you put a DVD in, I was 5.1 surround sound, Blu-ray, whatever. If it's not, I've never managed to get the audio without the video, or vice versa. So that's kind of interesting. I've had players that won't do the 5.1 surround sound because it doesn't have the decoder in it and things, but I've had, you know, pop it in and it pops it back out, like, what do you, no disc found, I don't, strange messages come up on the screen, but the new players now with the, they'll read everything practically, like you said, MP3, 4, variations on that. There's all the decoding and things of that nature, so I was just kind of curious. So, but I'm not sure what George was using for a Source disk. And I think a lot of people think immediately when you have a certain operating system, whether it's 10 or 7 or, you know, everything you need is there. But obviously not, I guess. So, well, I'm going to catch some stuff on the I was going to say the tube, but it's no longer the tube. See what Kathy's up to and open up all the windows and try to cool it off here and get ready for tomorrow. But that's always good to do a little brain exercise at the end of the day. See what you can come up with.
Yeah, you know, that's really interesting. And how long will it be before, you know, kids, or maybe they already don't. I think they don't still hear it because of parents or grandparents. But how long will it be before that's a really obscure reference? It's sort of like you sound like a broken record. Nobody knows what a broken record sounds like who's under 30, probably. You know, CDs don't, well, I guess they do skip, you know, if they're defective. But, you know, that's one of those expressions. I guess even, you know, if you say, give me a ring, and the phones don't ring, they play Beethoven's Fifth Symphony or something. But how many phones actually ring with a real, you know, there's a mechanical ringer? It's probably none. You know, I don't know how many there are in the entire country. I guess it still worked. It's probably, the spec is still there, and it probably still provides the 70, I think it's 70 volts at 25 hertz or whatever it is. But I wonder when they'll phase that out, because, you know, that's a lot more current than's needed for electronic ringers.
90 volts, 60 hertz.
Like baked potatoes, you know. You want to do a baked potato, how many of us wrap it in foil, right? Foil.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff like that, you know. But that is, I never thought about that expression, but it's definitely on its way out. Give it another 5 or 10 years, I guess. You'd probably almost never see a tube. I still got one, or my parents still have one. When they remodel, we're going to, you know, but they have DirecTV, so it really doesn't matter. I mean, they don't need a digital tuner. Of course, they could get a nice, you know, a wide screen and watch all the movies in proper format, but sooner or later. Anyway, well, I don't know. It's either a video driver or a codec. It's got to be one of the two. I, you know, you could spend forever. So, George, like I said, George, get on, you know, start reading, you know, Google stuff, and hopefully you find the right thing. Check for an updated graphics driver. Figure out what format the file is, and should the codec be there, and if it is, should be there, maybe you got to reinstall it, which is kind of not necessarily easy to do. But typical Windows problems. KC2WI.
Yeah, I'm going to get out of here. Say 7-3 to Pete, and I get a kick out of all the CDs we have, and every once in a while someone will announce on SiriusXM, you know, which is satellite radio, oh, such and such is coming out with a new album. They make the modern changes, but they don't change across the whole board. Yeah, somebody will have to go through some kind of trivia. Things to ponder while working on 807. Like the transistor radio, for many, many years, like a starter thought, why were the batteries always 9 volts? 9 volts. I know there's stuff out there, but the original transistor radios had 9-volt batteries in them. Didn't matter if they were round or square or whatever. 73-WATU.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know that there's a real answer other than that was a standard battery, probably. But, yeah, transistor radios and... Well, you know, an album, I mean, use that word album like a photo album. It's a collection of pictures, so an album's a collection of songs, whether it's a CD, you know, or a analog vinyl disc, or a folder of files that you download. I guess it's still an album, still a record. It's a recording. It just happens to be digital. You know. Well, I don't know. Talk to you later, KC2W.
You didn't pass this test. Amperes. Check your amperes for volts.
All stations are welcome. We'll do without traffic.